Good morning. We are talking with Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Here we are. It's already March. And I know you wanted to touch on a couple different things. First off, you are chair of the Joint Finance Committee. And so the budget is out, correct?
Yes, it is. So the governor introduced his budget a couple weeks ago now. And so, you know, we've had a chance to start going through that. And that people ask me sometimes what my goals are for the next number of months legislatively. I need to get one bill passed, and that's the budget. So the other stuff we can deal with later on, you know. But so and I guess kind of high level sorts of things on the budget. I guess I was pretty surprised just at the overall magnitude of the governor's budget, a 20% increase in funding, overall spending. Now, you know, I talk to people, you know, out in my district. There aren't too many people that are getting 20% raises and whatever.
I would love a 20% raise.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you know. But basically, that's what he's doing is just, spending a whole lot of money. So 1,300 new state employees on the state tax roll, which is pretty significant. So, and then as it relates to our rural areas, I know I've talked to the head of the Wisconsin Towns Association, a few other rural agencies, the Farm Bureau and a number of those people. And boy, they're not real happy overall. You know, I think this is a great budget for Madison and Milwaukee, probably not a great budget for Crawford County and Grant County. So, anyway, but I guess, you know, I tell people just don't, you know, relax. The legislature, we haven't begun our work yet. And, you know, we will start from base. That is, we will not start from the governor's budget. We'll start from where the spending is right now, the positions and all the spending. And then we will go from there up, down. We'll make our adjustments to the budget. So, anyway, I guarantee you we will not, when we get done, we're not going to have a 20% increase in our spending. It's going to be something that we all can afford. And the other thing, the governor's budget is 1,917 pages long. I probably should have brought it with me just to give you a visual of what that looks like.
That's a lot of pages.
It's kind of ridiculous. And the vast majority of that paper has to do with policy, nothing to do with spending, you know, which mm-hmm. is what I can think a budget ought to be. So the budget that we're going to pass, I don't think we'll have any non-fiscal policy in it, like the governor's got in there legalizing marijuana. Well, you know what? If you want to legalize that, that ought to be a separate bill, not something tucked into a 1,917-page document. So, right? I mean, I think it ought to be on its own, debate it, you know.
It's kind of one of those tricks to, if you want to pass the budget, you're also going to pass this. You know, you see it happen a lot. This isn't, you know, the governor's not doing something that every other legislator has ever tried to do before. It happens at the national level. It probably happens at the city level. Mm-hmm. But when you see it, you always kind of red flag that and go, right, hey, right, like, stop right. it.
Yeah. And again, this document is just full of all this policy stuff. So the policy stuff we're going to pull out. And one of the things I guess I did want to mention, because I've heard a lot.
I was going to say, the governor did make a kind of a splash. People probably didn't realize that was in the budget. It was that there's a certain paragraph on some policy that got pulled out. That has raised some ruckus on social media.
And not only, I mean, I've gotten a lot of calls and emails in my office on this, people that I've never heard from before. And that has to do with the changing the definition of mother to inseminated person. I've taken a picture of that provision, mm-hmm. and because people don't believe me, and I you know, no, it's in
it's
there.
In there.
It's in there. So, and again, I mean, that's the kind of thing that to me, that's social policy. That's it's got nothing to do with the budget. not well, a thing to do with the budget.
Again, that is raising a flag. People are have very strong feelings on it. Both sides have very strong feelings on it. But it's taking away from the actual importance of the budget. You know, the words that we use, yes, words are important, but do we really want to put our focus on that when you're looking at a, you know, state's budget, or do you want to actually look at the line items and where is your tax dollars being spent?
Right. So, you know, when the last budget, I think, I can't remember how many pages it was, but it was, again, a lot, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages that he introduced. The budget that we ended up passing was probably like 300 pages. So it was numbers. it was how much we're going to spend on our schools and how much, you know, and Medicaid and all these different on roads and that sort of thing. So and I expect that this time around we'll be doing a very similar thing. The policy is going to be gone, and the budget will be a numbers document, you know, on spending and our spending priorities. So, you know, I know, you know, again, I've heard from a lot of people on this inseminated person thing, and but don't worry, it's not going to be in there in the end. And I, you know, I've asked myself, why would the governor do that? And I, you know, my theory, and this is just speculation, is that what are we talking about? We're talking now about,
that's what I just said,
inseminated person, not talking about spending 20% more of your tax dollars, you know. So maybe this was brilliant on the part of the governor. I don't know. It's all politics, I guess.
Another thing you wanted to bring up, or I know we talked about, is that, you know, you're talking about funding and where does the money go, and how does the money get distributed? You know, you see these big budgets, you see all of these numbers, and where does the money go? And does anybody ever really follow where the money goes? I mean, obviously, that is a hot topic right now, just in the United States in general. But I know you specifically wanted to talk about the ADRC, the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Yes. Yeah, so, and they, our ADRCs, Aging and Disability Resource Centers, do wonderful, wonderful work for the aged population of our communities, as well as the disabled in our communities. I know they provide transportation, in-home care, provide equipment. You can even help with chores at home. It's great because they keep people in their homes, okay?
Yes.
They do great work. And yes. I've supported them in the past and will continue to support them. So in the last budget that we passed, we increased the funding by more than $7.5 million, okay? And the money was, they told us, was going to be distributed around the state based on the age of your population, because largely the services they provide are primarily for the elderly. So anyway, so the ADRC of Eagle Country, which serves Crawford, Juneau, and Richland County, okay, mm-hmm. I'm expecting them to get about a 10% increase in their funding.
Because these are also very older populations in Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. You know, these are older people that need these services and stuff.
Yes.
And it's smart, again, to keep people in their homes rather than in a
facility,
nursing home or someplace.
Yep.
Okay, right? So I'm thinking that the ADRC of Eagle Country is going to be just happy as heck, you know, for all the additional money they got. You know how much they got? Mm-hmm. Nothing. You know, their increase was zero. And so we got looking at this recently, and, you know, and what happened was the state, the Department of Health Services, they changed the rules on where the money was allocated. So instead of it being on an age-based allocation based on how elderly your population was in your county, in your region, they added in a couple, three things here. They added factors such as race, ethnicity, and poverty, okay? Now, and so what happened was, where did all the money go? It went to Milwaukee County, and which is kind of frustrating because, again, here, when we passed this almost 2 years ago now, you know, I wanted to help my local...
You're thinking you did
yeah,
something good.
You know,
I did
hey,
this.
They're going to be happy, you know? They're going to be happy for the resources. Yeah.
Constituents.
Well, it didn't go here, and this is frustrating. So anyway, so... You know, as we approach the next budget, you know, we got to make sure that, again, they don't change the rules on us midstream without our knowledge. I think that's pretty disingenuous. So And again, I also want to take the opportunity to thank the people that work and volunteer with the ADRCs. They do great work for our communities, for the elderly that really need these services.
Yeah. We were talking with Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline. It was great chatting with you today. I know you're a busy guy. Got lots of meetings set up today. So we will let you go, and we'll be happy to see you again in a month.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, Howard.